We're back from recess, and on a related note, let me say that we just received a request from City of Rockaway Beach. I know we just went through agenda requests. Is it okay to go ahead and set that up for Monday?
Yes.
Let's do that on Monday, since it's not on the agenda for today. John, would you all like to join us?
Yeah, be glad.
We have in front of us an intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, the Taney County Regional Sewer District in the city of Hollister. And John, if you would take just a couple of minutes, and even though we've been through this, to chat about for the public's edification of exactly what this is.
Sure. The funding agreement before you is based on the documents that's now required to use the sales tax money, in which each entity will complete the funding agreement, which will outline the specific use of those funds and how much funds that they are asking to be identified in the agreement as far as what the cost of the improvement will be. The city of Hollister, they have some components within their wastewater treatment plant. Mr. Hyatt here could get into more technical detail, but basically they are return activated sludge pumps, which are an integral part of the type of process that the city of Hollister has. And they're doing upgrades and improvements to those. Dale, if you could, on the technical part of it.
Yeah, we went from 1,100 gallons a minute for each pump to 1,800 gallons a minute for each pump. When we did have the floods, there was a lot of issues that the pumps couldn't keep up. Mm-hmm. So we figured the upgrade would vastly improve the plant.
It's, I've scanned through this. I'm ready for a motion for approval.
Would you like to make a motion to approve that for me?
All right. Let me get my specs on. Motion for the approval of the intergovernmental agreement, funding agreement between Taney County, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Hollister on the for the City of Hollister as designated WWTPRAS pump project.
Second. Motion to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri's Regional Sewer District of Taney County and the City of Hollister, specifically City of Hollister WWTPRAS pump project, is on the floor. Discussion?
I just would like to add that when they make the request for actually to be reimbursed or receive a portion of this approved funding, I will go over, I meet with the incorporated area, I take photographs to document the work that's been done, as I have done with Forsyth and Bull Creek Village earlier last week. Those will be before you sometime if they haven't already been approved. So that's kind of, that will be the follow-up work that will happen as they go through this project.
Like it noted for the record that this has been approved, obviously, by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. And the City of Hollister. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will pass these up to Nikki. She'll get what we need as far as the additional signatures from County Clerk and Auditor, and then we'll be ready. I'm going to go ahead and sign. Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Both of you. Thank you. Sheriff, would you like to join us? What we have in front of us is an agreement between the Missouri Department of Public Safety,
yes,
and the county,
yes,
regarding the Sheriff's Salary Supplementation Fund.
Deputy Sheriff. Yeah.
And we had already approved this earlier, if I'm not mistaken, and this would be an additional approval.
This is the final approval of the grant, yes.
I think it's, let me note, that it's very straightforward, and really all it requests on this, other than a vote to approve, is the signature of the presiding commissioner and the sheriff.
Motion for approval of the supplementary fund for the sheriff's deputies. Is this phase two, phase one, or just a completion of the grant?
This is a continuing grant we will apply for every year.
Okay.
It's all paid through the fees that are collected off of civil papers.
All right.
Statewide.
No need for anything else on the motion then, just approval of the Deputy Sheriff's funding grant.
I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the 2013 DSSSF grant. It may be easy for you to say. and the contract period, I would like to add, is 7/1/2012 to 6/30/2013. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Jim, let me ask you a question technically, if I can have you come up. I mentioned it's Keith Thurman's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that about three times.
I'll have her, or do you want to go ahead and sign it? Then I'll have her take care of and get copies and everything to you.
Yeah, we'll get the original in the mail today.
Lynn, would you help me make sure that this gets in Nikki's hands and she gets all the everything she needs on it? And Jim said it needs to be in the mail today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Randy, could you join us? Is it you?
I didn't put this on there.
Let me see what we have. It says fuel purchase at Hilda.
Okay.
Well, I'll have you all chat with us. Come join us.
Good morning. Michael Middleton, Missouri Department of Transportation. I'm the district maintenance engineer for Southwest District. Dan Ramey is our office superintendent for the Southwest District here.
Ron, I had received a phone call from these gentlemen about the possible purchase of fuel and maybe of some salt during their wintertime work session. I'm actually the one that put this on the agenda to discuss. wanted Randy to come forward. I know that there has been times where we have run short of salt material. I'm wondering if there is a question about whether we need to pursue this portion of the agreement or whether that would be, that's the reason I wanted Randy available. The fuel situation, there was not quite an understanding by me that if you have trucks in that area, are you saying because there's no service stations open or anything to that nature in that direction that you couldn't buy fuel?
Yes, that's what we're saying. With the Reuter shop being closed a few months ago and the sale of that, we're in that area. And we don't know for sure if we will have to do this. We just want to be prepared in case we did get in that position that we might be able to purchase fuel from y'all if we have a truck down that area. It's a huge area down in there with no filling stations or anything available, especially after hours. The other option that we had thought about, if it makes you all feel more comfortable, is we could actually bring a trailer in there with a fuel tank on it during the winter, predicted storms, and we could, possibly buy electricity off of you and do our own pump and our own tank if it was going to be a problem there.
Right. Randy, we do have a generator on site for that location.
No, we don't actually have a generator. We can come up with one as far as that, but the fuel issue wouldn't be an issue. I mean, we've got a big enough supply of fuel that if their trucks are in the area, the fuel's not going to be an issue. The salt, I mean, we've got a very large salt in there and calcium at that location, so actually, if you run out, that wouldn't be a problem. The one question that was on your transportation list or your snow removal plan was the coverage of that area. Is there any way to increase the coverage of Highway 160 and some of them roads? That was one thing that was a question last year. Of course, we didn't have any snow. But as far as the salt and fuel, I don't think that's going to be a big issue as far as them stopping there and us helping them out in that regard. But what would hinder us more is, I think the plan was 160 from the junction south or east was going to be unlimited. Wouldn't continue on 76, 65, that type of thing. That's going to hinder us.
I think what Randy is trying to say is we have been looking for a way to, as of right now, you have a 160 route. Past a certain point, you have it only one time during a 12-hour session. Would there be coverage if there was continuous snow? What we were asking is if we approve something like this, if there could be some sort of agreement, that there could be some extended coverage. If you go through and there's a sleet or an ice storm on, and you go through and put the chemical down, and as soon as you pass through, the road's in an hour later is in worse shape than it was before you went through. If we help supply and we're willing to work with MoDOT any way we can for the safety of the citizens over there, that being a heavily traveled U.S. 160 highway thoroughfare through eastern Taney County, we have employees even in that direction. We was wondering if there was any way that if we could come to an agreement that would help, and I guess if you did have fuel and salt in that area, if there was some way that we could have more consideration on the coverage.
I think it's like all of us, we're always trying to plan for the worst case situation.
Uh-huh.
And that's the deal definitely with the fuel. we don't intend it probably ever being something we really have to do, but it's that worst case situation, particularly at night. And as this map, of course, shows, the way we went, it's off of volumes. 160 drastically drops on volume past this location. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of draw this and run it.
Danny, I understand your concern, and yours too, Randy. We're concerned that we're down there cleaning those county roads to get out to the state road, and if people get there and try to get home, and the state road is a mess, then they're going to have difficulty getting over the clean county roads. But I, as much as I'd love to tie these together and try to get that pledge and help for you, I want to be of assistance in your request here, because I think that it's important. And I don't see that you're going to be using that, maybe not at all, but very infrequently. Plan. But you need to have it if, in fact, you're out of fuel. And I think that we should be available to you to help. But I'm going to say, we need every consideration that we can get, because we're very concerned about that if there's bad weather down there.
Something, and again, I don't want to take off the subject here. This all feeds out of the Bradley building, and we do have trucks that relatively through the storm work these routes. And that's where they're assigned. They're not labeled here as a continuous operation, but those trucks relatively work this rural area throughout a storm. We all realize I can't lose 65, I can't lose 76.
Right, sure.
And so it's just a back to, unfortunately, your highest volume routes are don't always match up exactly with our highest volume routes. Normal storms, I don't think that you will see a difference, but you won't see that we'll be applying salt to those kind of routes. We're treating those curves, but there is trucks assigned basically in this area that's going to fight a storm through the storm.
Right. Ron doesn't want to tie this together. I think cooperation on one issue is cooperation on many issues, and the thing of it is I'm in full agreement with you all being able to put this in this location. What I want to make sure is that the citizens and our workers, when we leave the shops, we drop the blades on the roads for the safety of our citizens. I want to make sure that the cooperation from MoDOT on any issue like that is of benefit to the citizens, and that's what you're here for, and we work with you on that. When we come to a off of 160 or 76 highway and we drop our blades on the roads, we're traveling across your road, but it's a great help to you if we drop our blades to get there. It's a great help to the citizens, but we need some sort of, I guess maybe even a contract agreement or something like that, that we wouldn't be held responsible for jerking a pothole out or something like that. Some safety net that while we're both trying to benefit the public, that one of us doesn't get caught up in a situation where it's becomes a disagreement between us. We want to work cooperatively with you.
I believe we can, and you guys all realize part of our reasons of doing some things we're doing on our minor routes is that those plows tear up the roads as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd rather push our people to a comfort level that give them some traction, but don't tear up the road just because you want to drop your plow and dig. Because we've created as much issues on our roads, creating those potholes by pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing so it's perfectly clean. It's a change in thought process. But at the end of the day, we fight storm 5-6 days a year. Our roads always need work on. So we gotta measure that and do it as best we possibly can, but that's where you'll see we aren't trying to rub them to death. We really are purposely not doing that.
Yeah. Well, basically, I'd like to see a foot snow right now,
We go through the same thing with our own crews. You know, another thing on the snow thing is we, years past, we would plow snow till there was no visible means of snow. Now, if there's a little bit on the edge and it's real thin, we're not going to plow that till it, because like our roads, like Mike said, some of our roads, our trucks are heavier, our plows are better and everything, and we can tear up a lot. The other side to that, sometime if we pull out on 76 or one of those routes and we put down a treatment of salt that's pretty expensive anymore and it needs to work a little while, and we talk among our people quite a bit on that. If we don't communicate and one of them plows it off before it's ready, we run into those little issues with ourselves. Even, you know, so going back to communication on those kind of things.
Randy, what do you think about our salt situation? It's because I know there has been times in the past, we've been very fortunate for the last couple of winters. We haven't had much winter, but salt situation, would we be able to, or could we get a cooperative effort with the state to help us get that salt in here?
The salt is the only product that we, in a worst-case scenario, we come in short supply. We buy from the same supplier you guys do, and it takes us longer to get resupplied when we do run out because they're obligated to supply you guys first. Then they'll work down the list to us. So that's where we'd probably run into it.
We can take care of you guys because we can bring salt out of Branson. We can backfill anything that causes a problem.
Okay.
As far as the, working with what we have on the
supply. If it's getting short,
If we've caused the shorties, we can help out on that.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Do you have an agreement, Ron, there? Do you have an agreement in place, or was this a general discussion, or was you going to write a contract?
We were going to discuss it just to see if you guys were open to
We're open to anything that helps serve the citizens of the county, and especially on that eastern end of the county. We take very good care of our road system over there, and we're interested in getting those people in and out, and the school bus routes that we have in those rural areas are sometimes more dangerous than the ones that we have where you, like you said, where you keep 76, 65, and all those open. Our school bus routes are very important to us. So if you want to proceed with a contract to present to Mr. Hayes and then have him bring it forth to us, we'll off of our discussion here and the backfilling of salt if we get there, because we've been there a couple of times. I've been in for two terms, and we've had twice, I think, since then that we had a salt need that we had to wait on, and and we can't wait, you know.
And you guys know in that situation, if we have it, then we can share it, that is not a problem.
Okay.
We're talking worst case.
Well, sure we are.
I think I don't want to be down here in the middle of a snowstorm, you know, running this thing to the end of the clock saying, hey, can we get some snow? I want you guys to have some time to think this over. I want to do this while the snow's not flying. So that's why.
I don't look for it to be flying relatively soon.
Like I said,
is we did move out of Reuter, and we are concerned about all of our counties where we had a building before. We don't want our level of service to drop. That's not what is taxpayers and being responsible for the money. That's not what we're here about. And so when you guys hear those concerns, let us know. I know there will always be a perceived idea that we're not there doing stuff, but when it's real, we're not doing our job, and we need to make sure that we are. So
we have.
We want to make sure that we get the same level of service as best we can.
We have Beth Shower.
Yes.
Name, and she comes to our transportation meetings once a month, and we're going to start meeting with her once a month and trying to have more cooperative input from both sides so that we can address issues that come up like this. And I think it's a great idea for us to, although we have a close working relationship on many construction projects, that we continue the relationship with you all on the other projects that are needed also. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And what would be our next step?
I guess
you're going to meet with Randy?
Work with Randy.
Perfect.
Okay.
And have him present a contract to the commission.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Thanks,
man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, my water here.
Okay.
I couldn't remember which one. That's been 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it has been.
I finally got around to getting this taken care of.
The best of our resources machine.
Yeah.
She'll let us know anything else.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Bob, you want to come up so we can be ready? Tell you while we have a couple minutes, let's stand in recess just for a couple minutes. I need to